It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Peace be with you.
I'm addicted to that one today. It's I don't know why. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. You can also go to the World Wide Web and go to WJFK.com. You click on my oversized head.
Click on Mike.
You get all things about the show. You're going to want to do that right now because they have pictures of the world's hottest lesbian.
Should you do that with a fast computer or a slow computer?
You know, I will tell you that that was roughly, what, a nine-minute commercial break?
Mm-hmm. Seemed a lot shorter to me.
About 80% of that was Beth Ann, you know, trying to get the... Not Beth Ann's fault.
No.
Just showing me on our website here, getting online here at the radio station, and then getting our website up, mm-hmm. and then going to the WJFK website.
Right.
And then clicking on our show part of that website.
Right.
And then trying to get the picture up of the hottest lesbian. That really took all of that 9 minutes to do that. That's mm-hmm. how, but it was worth it.
Yes. It was.
Because we got a chance to see the hot lesbian.
Oh, hot.
And without further ado, let's go right to the phones, and it's time to talk lesbian action. Denise Cohen is the GM of, I love the name of this place, Sistas, S-I-S-T-A-S,
oh, yeah.
Sistas Nightclub mm-hmm. in a beautiful city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Over the weekend, they had the hottest lesbian 2008 contest Saturday night. Lilian Hassan won, and she is from Brazil. So without further ado, let's welcome Denise Cohen. Hi, Denise.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. How are things up in Philly?
A beautiful day today.
You're a big Philly fan, you Flyers fan. They broke our hearts, the Washington Capitals. I'm just assuming if you're a lesbian, you're a sports fan, Denise.
Yeah, you got to be. It's a requirement.
And you had the big contest over the weekend, and I saw the pictures, and I guess it wasn't the winner, but that one on the right-hand side with the tattoo.
Yeah. Yes.
We're talking, of course.
She came in third place, but she is a hottie.
And this is, now when you're talking about a hottest lesbian contest, you're talking about the lipstick variety, right?
Well, no, actually, we have a variety of contestants. There is Femme and there's Butch that have entered the contest.
So there are categories then?
No category. It's open to anybody to get in. But, you know, whoever wants to step into the contest can.
Now, unfortunately, Lillian is in transit. She is flying. Is she flying back to Brazil?
No, I believe she's going to Michigan. She's originally from Brazil and did a couple contests in Michigan, and she mentioned something about doing another event this week.
You know, the great thing about talking with a lesbian is you can talk with a lesbian about a beautiful woman like mm-hmm. you would talk with a guy, and
yes.
and vice versa. And we can have so we can say this, Denise. I mean, Brazilian women are just turbo hot. Would you not agree?
Yes. Even our MC was like, I love Brazilian women.
Now, you know, that's a good question. I have a question about your MC. Was it a celebrity MC or was this just who was the MC?
Supermodel Jenny Shimizu. She was a Calvin Klein model through the 90s. She actually dated Angelina Jolie for a while.
Oh, baby.
Wow.
And she's on Dante's Cove right now.
I forgot that Angelina Jolie dabbled in the life for a short period of time.
Yep.
What a tragedy. Of course, you know, I believe Brad Pitt, you know, if you really analyze him, he's so somewhat female in his features.
he's the luckiest man alive.
Very, very lucky man. All right. What duties does the title Hottest Lesbian
Come on
of
now.
2008? What exactly does that entail, Denise?
Well, basically, a lot of photo shoots. There's going to be lots of pictures that are going to be distributed across country because our goal is
any nudes.
No.
A man can hope, can he?
Yes, and so can a woman.
Yes, of course. And we have to say our show has been and always will be so lesbian friendly. I don't know. We love lesbians mm-hmm. on this show. You know, I really think of our good friend Cheryl the Big Dyke, who was on the show on a regular basis, who mm-hmm. would have loved this feature right
she
now
would've.
And did so much work for us at the Gay Pride Parade. Your club Sistas, is it one of those big wall-to-wall nightclubs? Is it intimate? Tell us about your nightclub.
It's 5,000 square feet.
Big place.
It's located in Center City, Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. We have a restaurant, dance club, lounge area, pool table. Open 7 days a week, which is unusual for most women's bars. Most women's bars are only open a couple days a week or, you know, random parties, but we're there 7 days a week.
And I think it's important to point out for people that might not have been into a place like this, does your place, if say you're a guy, say, more importantly, say you're two guys, and you're out and you decide you want to go out for the evening.
Okay.
And, you know, you happen to... All right, Rob says three.
Thank you.
All right, it's Buzz, Rob, and myself. The three of us are out in Philadelphia after an Eagles game. And we decide that, you know, we just happen to pop into Sistas. How do you respond? I mean, if the guys aren't being jerks, you'll be cool with them, right?
Totally. The bar is, as I said, located in Center City, Philadelphia. We're actually close to the stadiums and everything. The bar is open to everybody as long as they're respectful. I just recently had my brother, who's straight, and the majority of my family, we had his 50th birthday party at the bar.
Perfect.
My aunts, my uncles, my family, they had a fabulous time.
You have live music?
Yeah, we have DJ, we have karaoke, we have live bands, we do it all.
You know, but I should point out, if you're not going to be respectful, you probably got a few folks in there that can kick some ass.
Yeah.
Your door staff, male or female?
It's actually female.
Yeah. It's female, and
I have a few male staff members, but we're 90% female staff, but we are all inclusive to the community.
Do you ever have the incident where the guys kind of roll in there, hey, we're gonna go see some lesbians?
Yeah, I've been doing this for 20 years between sisters and another nightclub. And
I bet you put an ass whooping on a few guys, Denise.
No, I'm always very nice.
Well, it's I tell you, I would have loved to see. This contest. I mean, I would imagine this was a pretty big deal, even at some of the straight bars, right?
We had a couple events throughout the country that were held in a straight bar, and they did their contest. New York last year held their finals in a straight bar, as well as I believe somewhere in Texas might have did the same thing.
Oh,
so,
Texas!
You know, what they do is traveling women's parties that go to a straight bar and have a party there for the night, type of thing. So
you know, to me, it's just fostering greater understanding between lifestyles. That's
right.
The way I look
agree.
At it. Were there any skills contests in the hottest lesbian of 2000? No.
Now, basically what the concept is, it's called Hip and Fit, the Hottest Lesbian. And what they do is they come out and they show us their hippest style, nightclub wear, fashion wear, how hot they wear their clothing. And then the fit part is how hot they wear little clothing. Yeah, they show off their body. We have a personal trainer who checks out their symmetry, their muscle definition.
See, I mean, I know you're designing this for the lesbian community, but it's no crime for all of us to get hot when you're talking about this, right?
I'm sure a lot of people will.
How many lesbians were in the place to get this thing going? Was this the place absolutely insane?
Yeah, we had over almost 1,000 customers in this Saturday.
And how many contestants were in the octagon, Denise?
We had 10.
10 total.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the, besides the fame of being the hottest lesbian, what does the winner get?
They won $1,000 in cash and prizes.
$1,000? That's a good one. That's the same prize that we're going to have, $1,000 for our Big Mother contest.
Oh, yeah?
You want to hear about it?
Good money.
Yeah.
We're having, on Thursday, Mother's Day of Mother's Day week, we're having 7.5 months to 9 months pregnant women come down here.
Hot women.
Five women. All hot
really
women.
Really hot women.
They're going to go into our newsman's office, and then they're going to have single eliminations throughout the entire show until they're down to two of them, and then the jury of their peers will vote on the last person standing. It's really a who's the biggest jerk contest, and then the winner will win $1,000. Pretty good?
Yeah, sounds good.
We'll find out if any of them are lesbians. Maybe we can give them a little extra credit. That would be cool, too.
Yeah.
Was Donald Trump involved in this?
No.
Do you see it going national at all?
Well, actually, it already is national. When we started it, when I started it in 2006, it was just East Coast. I had contestants from Florida, Philadelphia, New Jersey. Last year, we got involved with the Quality Forum, and we took it national. We had Texas. We had
Bravo.
New York. And this year, we had Florida, and we had Michigan. We had a number of states. So the whole concept is to get other lesbian bars around the country to host their preliminary event and send us their winners.
Do you know any lesbian bars down here in D.C.?
No. I've been there, but I don't think I've been to any women's bars.
I'm trying to think. See if Cheryl's here. She'll be able to
she
tell us.
Know. I'm sure.
I mean, I know I paid that bet one time, and we're straight, except for
but
Buzz.
But that was not a lesbian
Buzz Burbank, say hi to Denise. He's our newsman. He's omnisexual, Denise.
He's
omnisexual. Hey, Denise, you're obviously a member of The Life. Have you ever dabbled on the other side?
The straight world, yes.
Yes, the straight world decided it wasn't for you, huh?
Yeah, I decided I'm much, much happier on walking on this side of the street.
And you've been running, have you been running like these kind of bars for 20 years?
20 years, yep.
Oh,
I started in 89, it's going to be 20 years. I started in 89 in a club in Philly, and I was there for 7 years, and now I've been at Sisters we're coming up on our 13th anniversary in June. Wow.
What is the best thing about running a lesbian bar?
God, there's so many
babes.
The babes, right?
Yeah, It would have to be the customers. It would have to be. It's the fun of throwing a party. You know, when I was younger, I used to throw beef and beers in my parents' basement. When it's, you know, charge my friends $10 to get into my mom and dad's basement. So it's the thrill of the party.
So you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
What is the trophy? What does the trophy look like for the world's hottest lesbian?
It's Mario Lopez.
It's Mario. It's a bronze sculpture of Mario Lopez. Do you have a trophy?
Yeah, it's a simple shaped trophy. There's nothing, you know, distinctive about it.
Is there a crown or anything?
Yes, they had a crown. They get a sash. They get a whole bunch of flowers.
Wonderful.
But all they really want is that envelope of cash.
That's right.
Now, this lady that we didn't get a chance to talk to today, Lillian Hassan, is there a chance you get her to call us? Does she sound sexy? I mean, is she real sexy on the air and all that?
Yeah, the top three winners were very sexy. And all the contestants were fabulous to get into it in the top three. I'm sure she'll jump on a chance of any publicity for herself.
Because you know what's great when we interview hot lesbians on this show, it's always really, no matter what. And as I said, we adhere to all lifestyles on this show. We're
always
all
have,
for
right?
it, and we always have. But it's always fun to try to flip them, if you know what I mean. You know, have them come over to our side with three hetero white guys.
For sport. That's right.
Well, you know, the other contestant that you mentioned on the left of the picture of me is actually her girlfriend. They were girlfriends.
They
took first and third place. So I'm not so sure. I don't want to rain on your parade, but you never know.
You know, now we've got, go to WJFK.com. We've got a picture of Lillian up on our website. And also, Denise is up there. Rob is holding up a sign. The celebrity Denise most resembles. She's a much thinner Cheryl. That's what she looks like.
Oh,
she's
really?
Kind of, Denise, I'm not offending if I say you're a little bit butch, right?
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God, I've offended you. I apologize, Denise.
No, you have not. No, you have not.
I'm sorry. Are you currently involved? Is there a woman in your life?
Yes.
How long has the relationship been going?
About 5 years.
Any kids?
Very good.
No kids. No.
What? Absolutely not with the lifestyle.
Not,
right?
Well, yeah, we're not just.
And I don't mean the lifestyle. I don't mean the lifestyle of lesbianism. I mean the lifestyle. You're a bar owner for God's sake.
Right.
Yeah. Running a nightclub and the schedule that I work, it would not be possible.
Is your significant other? Does she work at the restaurant, the bar also?
Yep. She's a bartender.
Is she the jealous type?
No, not at all. I was actually just having a conversation with her. I told her that she should get into the contest next year.
Oh, she's a little lipsticky, is she?
Oh, yeah, she's a hottie.
I like that. Well, you're very, very nice, Denise. And if you're ever in D.C. Or you're franchising, you know, I used to be in the bar business myself. It wasn't a gay bar, but really, the way things went, I might have considered it, actually.
That's why I folded.
You could recommend a property to her down here.
Yes, yeah. If you ever want to expand, I've got a great property in Manassas, Virginia for you.
There you go.
That's her way of saying absolutely not. Denise, have Lillian, the hottest lesbian of 2008, give us a call sometime, okay?
I certainly will.
Denise Cohen from Sistas Nightclub. And when we come up to Philadelphia next time, can we come in and visit?
Yes, you can.
Thank you very much, Denise. Thanks for being on the show.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Bye.
You're fine. Somehow I thought I was pissing her off.
No, I think you're fine.
It went a little long.
If we go in there, we'll actually have Buzz lead.
Yeah.
Buzz just puts everybody at ease.
I'm not afraid.
Buzz in a wig.
When I was a kid, seriously, we were up looking for strip joints.
Right.
My buddy Joey and I.
Okay.
And we actually went into the wrong bar, and it was, I swear to God, it was right out of that scene in The Sopranos where Vito has the leather.
Oh, yeah.
It was a leather bar. And we walked in there, and man, were we freaked out. And about 6 hours later, we left. And we'd had a fantastic time.
Of course you did.
I'll never make that mistake again tonight.
The audio vault and the hot sheet and lots more of your phone calls at 877-365-3636 coming up on The Big Show.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.